Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Alejandra, A-L-E-J-A-N-D-R-A, Andalon, A-N-D-A-L-O-N, middle initial G, just 133 Villa Court Apartment C, Willows, California, 95988, phone 530-520-1665, ID is XXX XXX 0561, date of birth 1/23/1994, 28-year-old, single woman, laboratory chemist, California Olive Ranch. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, PPO. Pharmacy is Walmart, Willows, 530-934-2042. It's addressed to Linda Trimble, PA-C. Below that, say Dr. Jared, J-A-R-E-D, Garrison, G-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. M.D. Glenn Medical Center. One 133 West Sycamore Street, Willows, California, 95988. Phone is 530-934-1800. The fax is 530-934-1829. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation and continuity of care, subparagraph, recent evaluation and findings of generalized seizure disorder, dash treated, subparagraph, currently treated, Keppra, 500 milligrams BID, comorbid medical problems, longstanding history of intractable migraine. Dear Linda Trimble and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Alejandra Andalon for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Alejandra was admitted when she suffered a generalized convulsion on a day in which she had heat exposure, dehydration, and was continuing to suffer with her recurrent migraine headaches. New paragraph. By her report, she'd never had seizures before, but had a longstanding history of migraine since before she was in high school. Subparagraph, there was no known family history of migraine. New paragraph, this generalized convulsion otherwise occurred without warning. Subparagraph, reported evaluation, including electroencephalography and CT imaging, was completed and was non-contributory. New paragraph, she's been treated with Keppra without any recurrence of any seizures or seizure-like activity since April 2022. New paragraph, she described no other significant current or past medical history. New paragraph, she does take regular general vitamins and iron with a history of iron deficiency anemia. New paragraph, she does have some gastrointestinal symptoms of bloating, change in bowel habits, constipation, diarrhea, flatulence, indigestion, and some rectal bleeding. New paragraph. She also gave a history of dysomnia with loss of sleep, nocturnal arousals without explanation at least twice per night, not necessarily, however, with headaches. New paragraph. She is currently sexually active, utilizing condom prophylaxis rhythm method. She has a history of hives. She reported abnormal skin pigmentation. New paragraph. Personal and family health history. She was born on January 23rd, 1994, and she is 28 years old and right-handed, working as a laboratory chemist. New paragraph, her father's age 54 in good health, her mother age 55 in good health. She has one brother age 26 in good health and one sister age 19 in good health. New paragraph, education. She's completed college. Social history and health habits. She's single. She takes alcohol rarely. She does not smoke. She does not use recreational substances. She's not living with a significant other. There are no dependents at home. New paragraph, occupational concerns. She reports stress in her job. Some industrial exposures. She works full-time with no loss of time recently. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. None are reported. Hospitalization, she's never had a blood transfusion. She underwent appendectomy in April 2011, LASIK eye surgery in February 2019. No adverse outcomes. New paragraph, she denies any hospitalization for prolonged periods. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of symptoms. General, she reports fatigue and reduced concentration. Head, she denied neuralgia. She reports intermittent headaches on the back and right side. Unknown etiology, relieved by taking 600 milligrams ibuprofen. New paragraph, she has one history of one blackout on April 4th, 2022, associated with her convulsion. Previous to this, she described involuntary eye movement to the right 1 hour before this occurred, associated symptoms of confusion and headache afterwards, lasting 10 to 15 minutes. There was generalized shaking, rigidity, and biting of the right side of her tongue. New paragraph, subparagraph, no similar family history. New paragraph, neck. No symptoms reported. Upper back and arms, no symptoms reported. Middle back, no symptoms reported. Low back, no symptoms reported. Shoulders, no symptoms reported. Elbows, no symptoms reported. Wrists, no symptoms reported. Hips, no symptoms reported. Ankles, no symptoms reported. Feet, no symptoms reported. New paragraph, neurological review system. She denied difficulty with her vision, diplopia, or blurred vision. New paragraph, she denied any difficulty with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation, or deglutition. New paragraph, she denied any tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, she denied any neuromusculoskeletal symptoms. New paragraph, she denied any history of paresthesias. New paragraph, she did report dysomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals on certain etiology. New paragraph. She had any history of prior head injury. New paragraph. Neurological examination. General Alejandra is a pleasant right-handed young woman who appears to have stated her age. New paragraph. Her immediate recent remote memories are all preserved, as there is attention and concentration. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are preserved. New paragraph, her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk tone and strength in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, sensory examination is preserved. All modalities, touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, cerebellar extrapyramidal. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed testing are normal. Passive range of motion with distraction. Moon nurse discloses no inducible neuromuscular rigidity or cogwheeling. There is no asymmetry of tone. New paragraph. Your deep tendon reflexes are 2 plus over 4. Trace of clonus transiently at the left ankle. Otherwise, normal proximal and distal reflexes with a pathological right palmomental response on testing. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination shows fluid ambulation. Normal tuning maneuvers. Preserved tandem heel and toe. Subparagraph. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Alejandra presents with a clinical history of suffering a convulsion in somewhat exceptional environmental circumstances due to stress, fatigue, possible sleep deprivation, and heat. New paragraph, her diagnostic evaluation it was not disclosing. New paragraph. She has a secondary diagnosis of a chronic and intractable migraine, uncertain etiology, subparagraph, routine neurological testing, including electroencephalography, and MR and CT imaging are all reported to be non-contributory. Recommendations. Initially, we will obtain high-resolution 3 Tesla MR brain imaging with and without contrast. A new paragraph diagnostic electroencephalogram will be completed in Oroville. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. Her Keppra 500 milligrams will be refilled with a 6-month supply of medication. New paragraph. Samples of Qulipta, Q-U-L-I-P-T-A, will be provided for headache prophylaxis. Subparagraph, she'll contact us should she experience a reduction and resolution of her headaches, at which time we will schedule her for Emgality injections that she may take on a monthly basis for headache prophylaxis. New paragraph. Further evaluation, including laboratory testing, will certainly be considered. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns my signature.